501, Unit 7, Recording 7.2, A Conversation About Social Media Dangers.
Hey, Emma, have you seen the latest posts on Instagram? There are so many amazing photos and updates.
No, Sophia. I actually quit social media. I think it can be dangerous.
Really? Why do you think it's dangerous?
Well, there are several reasons. Firstly, privacy concerns. Social media platforms often collect and share personal information without our consent. It can leave us vulnerable to data breaches or even identity theft. In fact, according to a report by Pew Research Center, 64% of social media users have experienced some form of privacy breach.
That's true, but isn't that why we have privacy settings?
Yes, privacy settings can help to some extent, but they aren't perfect. Hackers and third-party companies can still find ways to access our information. Plus, even if our profiles are private, our friends' profiles might not be, which indirectly exposes our data.
I see your point. What about the impact on mental health?
That's another important aspect. Social media can create a constant need for validation and comparison. People often display the best parts of their lives, which can lead to feelings of inadequacy and low self-esteem for those who compare themselves. According to a study published in the Journal of Social and Clinical Psychology, limiting social media usage to 30 minutes per day can significantly reduce feelings of loneliness and depression.
I never thought about it that way. I always just thought it was fun to use. I guess it can be quite stressful for some people, though.
Absolutely. And let's not forget about the spread of misinformation. Social media has become a breeding ground for fake news, rumors, and conspiracy theories. It can be challenging to distinguish between accurate information and lies which lead to confusion.
You make some valid points. I never realized social media had such potential dangers.
It's important to be cautious of how we use social media. I believe taking a break from it has been beneficial for me. I found more time for meaningful activities and deeper connections with people in the real world.
That's great to hear. I admire your decision to prioritize your well-being. Maybe I should consider my own social media usage.
It's worth reflecting on, for sure. Just remember, moderation and awareness are key.